In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese confirms Australia's emissions targets and plans for the Pacific at the Quad meeting. Five seats remain too close to call as Labor eyes a majority. And in cricket, former New Zealand Test spinner Daniel Vettori named as one of Andrew McDonald's two new assistants. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Anthony Albanese has announced Australia's targets for the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions during his first address to the Quad meeting in Tokyo, as well as a new commitment to foreign aid. The Prime Minister says his Labor government would appoint a special envoy for Southeast Asia and commit $470 million in additional foreign aid spending to the region. Mr. Albanese also indicated around $500 million in aid would be spent on the Pacific. The Prime Minister says Australia will also take ambitious action on climate change and increase Australia's support to their regional partners on global warming issues.
We will act in recognition that climate change is the main economic and security challenge for the island countries of the Pacific. Under my government, Australia will set a new target to reduce emissions by 43% by 2030, putting us on track for net zero by 2050.
And as the Quad meeting wraps up in Japan, SBS News can confirm that Australia will host the group next year. Labor is close to securing the parliamentary seats it needs for a majority government, but some contests from the weekend election are still too close to call. Official figures from the Australian Electoral Commission have Labor winning 75 seats, one short of a majority, in the House of Representatives. There are five seats where the margin between the leading contenders is fewer than 1,000 votes, namely Deakin in Victoria, Ryan in Queensland, Gilmore in New South Wales, Grey in South Australia, and Lyons in Tasmania. The closest contest is in the Victorian seat of Deakin, where the former Minister Michael Sukkar is ahead of Labor's Matt Gregg by just 55 votes. An international law expert says the conviction of a soldier for war crimes could prove to be detrimental to Ukrainian soldiers who are being held by Russia. 21-year-old Russian sergeant Vadim Shishimarin has been sentenced to life in prison for killing a 62-year-old man in the opening days of the war, the first of what could be a multitude of war crimes trials held by Ukraine. But Mary Ellen O'Connell from the University of Notre Dame says Russia may decide to hold its own show trials of Ukrainians in response to boost the morale of its own soldiers and spread disinformation.
I understand the Ukrainians are hoping these kinds of trials will deter more atrocities, but frankly, that's the one thing I believe we have enough facts to know they will not. They will be seen by Russians as Ukrainians taking revenge on soldiers who are in their control, and they will not see it as a fair process during a conflict when emotions are so high and dangers are so real.
To cricket, former New Zealand Test spinner Daniel Vettori will make up a full-time switch to Australia's setup after being appointed as one of Andrew McDonald's two new assistant coaches. Well, now the weather: Perth partly cloudy tomorrow and 21 degrees. Adelaide showers 19, Melbourne mostly sunny 19, Hobart a sunny day 15 degrees, Canberra partly cloudy and 16, Wollongong showers 19, Sydney similar 20, Newcastle a shower or two 20, Brisbane showers increasing 22, Cairns partly cloudy 29, and Darwin sunny and 33. I'm Greg Dyatt and this is SBS News.